How many of you have now or have ever had a passport? I know it's a pretty useful document. It's something that many people have nowadays. It opens up travel opportunities. It offers that record of the places we have been. But in our world today, in that American culture in which we live, I sometimes worry that travel is becoming less of a means to an end and more of an end in itself. I think there is this prevailing sense among many people that says, if you have never been to the cities of Europe, if you have never seen London, Paris, or Rome for yourself, then you have never truly lived. There's that idea that if you have never been to the Caribbean islands or to the Mexican beaches, then you are somehow missing out on life. There's that idea that it is the number of stamps that we have in the back of that passport that somehow reflects how successful or fulfilling of a life we have lived. St. Paul himself did quite a bit of traveling. Today in that first reading alone, we hear how he was in Derbe, he was in Lystra and Iconium and Antioch. He went to Pisidia and Pamphylia, Perga, Attalia, and another different Antioch. And this is just the first of at least four different missionary journeys he took during his lifetime. If passports existed back in his day, I'm sure his passport would have been quite full of stamps. But he did not travel to see the sights or to fulfill some personal goal. He traveled to bring that good news of Jesus Christ to others. And our mentality should be much the same. As we go forth, as we think about our travels and our trips, our vacations, we should be thinking more about places, perhaps, where we would want to go to pray, to make it a pilgrimage, to make prayer that central part of our lives, to make that relationship with God first and foremost in all that we do, even on those vacations, even on those trips. And again, it's not that you have to even go far for these. A pilgrimage can be as simple as going to see the relics over at St. John's Abbey, or to go to the Grasshopper Chapel and pray for Mary's intercession. And even more than these travels or these places to see and pray, we should think about filling perhaps a different kind of passport, not a travel passport, but a spiritual passport, with those pilgrimage sites, but more so even with works of mercy, with that love that we show one another. To be able to stamp up that spiritual passport when you teach others, when you share your faith, when you pray with one another. To stamp it when you bring food to the food shelf, to give food to the hungry or drink to the thirsty, by praying for the living and the dead, visiting cemeteries and gravesites. These are the stamps that we should be seeking. We should be far more concerned with getting those kind of stamps than any other. Christ told us in the gospel that it is by showing love to one another that others will know we are Christians. That spiritual passport, that record of the ways we have loved, can begin to show us how successful we have been in following that command. Or perhaps it can show us how much more we need to refocus our life on what matters most. No matter our place or our situation in life, we can and should show love and mercy, whether we are at home or abroad. And again, you don't even need to leave Stearns County to be merciful. You don't need to go far from your home to show love and care for others. We can still give of our time, treasure, and talent to support one another, to build up that church on earth, always having in mind that goal of the new and heavenly city of Jerusalem. And in particular for our graduates, as you go on to that next stage, that next journey in your life, no matter where that school is you're attending, no matter where you get a job down the road, it is important that you continue to seek first and foremost God, because it is more than just an education. It is more than just the places you go or what you see. It is about showing that love. It is about that mercy. And if you don't have that, if you don't have that relationship with God, you will never know that fulfillment, that true fulfillment of life that God wants you to experience. As we travel, as we think even about our own vacations, we should ask that question more so of asking, what do I get out of this trip or this travel? And more so, what can I do there for the people that I will meet? What good can I bring into their lives? So that one day at the end of our life, we might receive one last stamp in our spiritual passport, the stamp for entrance into the kingdom of heaven.